patterns of our society
are being disrupted.
Raising to a new level.
All right, it's time for another top 10 list. Only this one's more than top 10, but it's top something or another. I need a drink here. Got to do the drink. My throat dries out quick with these lists. And to be perfectly honest, I don't always agree with them. This one should be entertaining. It's from cheatsheet.com. This is the worst holiday movies of all time. Number 15. So it's 15 of the worst movies of all time. Grumpy Cat's Worst Christmas Ever. Okay, I'm not a big follower of celebrity cats, but I've seen this movie. It was cute. The criticism seems to be based on the fact that the actress was Aubrey Plaza that voiced the cat. But considering Grumpy Cat's personality and how it's portrayed, it was perfect. It's a cute movie. It's safe to have with the kids. Move on. Silent Night, Deadly Night. Who is making the argument that this is a Christmas movie? 1984's Silent Night, Deadly Night is a terrifying tale about an orphan who is raised by nuns and becomes a toy store Santa Claus and serial killer. Look out, Captain Crunch. The film's marketing sent everyone into a frenzy since it depicted Santa as a killer. Though it made a ton at the box office, it was mostly a pointless bloodbath. It's because it's not a Christmas movie. It's a horror movie. Okay, move on. I'll Be Home for Christmas. Disney's 1998 classic, I'll Be Home for Christmas, seemed like a cute idea. I haven't seen this one. After all, the movie starred Jonathan Taylor Thomas as a college student named Jake, who is determined to get home to his estranged father after being stranded in the desert. Unfortunately, the presence of JTT is about the only delightful thing about the film. People who seem to be removed from a 50s sitcom so they can spread cliches, ancient jokes, dumb plotting, and empty, cheerful, sanitized gimmicks into our world and time. Also, it's kind of crappy that the only reason why Jake wants to get home for Christmas is because his father promised him a Porsche. Yeah, okay, I based on the plot, I can agree with that one. Fred Claus. I didn't see this movie because I don't like Vince Vaughn. That's it. Typically, we adore Paul Giamatti, but we suppose bad movies can happen to anyone. Fred Claus follows the Claus brothers, Santa, and his troublemaking brother, Fred, who was portrayed by Vince Vaughn. After his brother's latest stunt, St. Nick brings his brother to the North Pole so that he can help make toys and stay out of trouble. Of course, that sends St. Nick's whole operation into chaos. The concept of the film is actually brilliant. However, the slapstick gags and inconsistent tone make it a headache to watch. Not a Vince Vaughn fan. Sorry. Not sorry. Jack Frost. This was a Michael Keaton film. Yeah, I was shocked too. No, Jack Frost, I actually have this movie. I like it, but I can see why it would make a list. There is perhaps no other holiday movie more depressing than Jack Frost, and it had the nerve to be marketed to children. Yeah, probably not such a great idea. Essentially, a young boy's father dies tragically in a car accident, and a year later, the boy discovers that his father, Michael Keaton, has been reincarnated into a snowman. Yes, a snowman. The pair reconnect and tries to make up for lost time before Jack melts. Not only is the snowman person quite creepy, but we also have to watch the boy lose his father all over again. Yeah. No. It's a good movie. It's probably not the thing you dig out at Thanksgiving dinner when you start your Christmas movie marathon. Tyler Perry's A Medea Christmas. I had a girlfriend that tried to get me into Medea. I didn't understand Medea. I didn't laugh at Medea. I have a lot of respect for Tyler Perry, though. Listen, we love Madea for all of her wisecracks and one-liners, but Tyler Perry's A Madea Christmas was something we never needed to hear about, let alone see in this film. Madea accompanies her niece, Eileen, to the small town of Buck Tussle to visit Eileen's daughter, Lacey, who has refused to come home for Christmas. The pair soon discover that the reason why Lacey has refused to come home is that she's hiding her new husband, Connor, from her judgmental mother and aunt. Ugh. I can't even follow that plot. The film is mostly a mess, you think? And even Medea's typical jokes and jabs don't make it a pleasant experience. Also, Larry the Cable Guy appears at some point as the voice of reason, so that gives you an idea of the quality of this flick. I like Larry, but yeah, get his Christmas album. Jingle All the Way. Rotten Tomatoes gave this one 17%. Aside from showing the gross consumerism that has become embedded into the holiday season, which you can choose to ignore, by the way, side note, Jingle All the Way offers little value. Arnold Schwarzenegger stars as Howard Langston, a workaholic dad desperate to get his son the most elusive toy of the holiday season. On his quest to purchase the sold-out Turbo Man, Howard encounters Myron, played by Sinbad. Awesome comic. Clean. I like clean comics. A mailman also on the quest for the same toy. Not only is the tone of the film uneven, but it also boasts materialism during a season of giving and thankfulness. All in all, the film lacks a plot, but hey, at least the kids liked it. It's lampooning American behavior at the holidays. And it was a fun movie. Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause. Okay, this was a creepy movie. You've got Martin Short in it playing his arch nemesis, Jack Frost, which for obvious reasons I take personally. Because he's scheming to take over the North Pole. I kind of agree with the assessment. Alan didn't seem to care anymore, and Short's Jack Frost was so unbearable that you'll forget you enjoyed the first two. Which I would argue even number two is pretty creepy. Beauty and the... Oh, my wife will not like this. Oh, boy. So, automatically, I have to disagree with it. Because I love my wife. Beauty and the Beast, The Enchanted Christmas. Rotten Tomatoes score for this one, 13%. You can fight... Oh, see, they already know they're taking an unpopular position. You can fight us if you'd like. But Beauty and the Beast is one of the best Disney movies of all time. Unfortunately, its sequel, Beauty and the Beast, The Enchanted Christmas, was a hot mess. The film follows Belle and the Beast during the holiday season. This already makes no sense considering the fact that the Beast becomes human. Boy, this has got some really bad grammatical errors. After the end of the original flick. Basically, the entire plot was the same as the original, but Disney just threw in some snow and holiday ornaments into the mix. The most offensive part of it all is that the Enchanted Christmas soundtrack sucked. Boy. Oh, she's not going to like that. No, she's not going to like that. That was... No. 8 Crazy Nights. I like this film. It's nice to have a Hanukkah film, and I think Adam Sandler did a pretty good job, despite the fact that the character that... The little old man... his voice. I just can't. Adam Sandler was the top of the game in 2002 when 8 Crazy Nights premiered, which is why it's so confusing. The animated film follows Sandler as Davy Stone, a party boy who gets a reality check when he's ordered to do community service during the holidays. Unfortunately, Sandler's vulgar comedy in an animated film was quite off-putting, especially since it's centered around the holidays. You know, not all movies made for adults. Yeah, I know, it's kind of comes as a newsflash. I know. But not all animated films and not all Christmas films are made for kids. Some of us adults, we still really enjoy Christmas. Trapped in Paradise! 10% Rotten Tomatoes. It's probably a good idea, or it's probably good if you don't remember 94's Trapped in Paradise. The film stars John Lovitz, Dana Carvey, okay, Nicolas Cage, as three criminal-minded brothers who are released from prison just before the holidays. Merry Christmas! We're going to rob a store. They immediately get right back to their old ways of debauchery. After a bank robbery, the trio finds themselves hiding out with their cash in a small town of suspicious cops. Overall, the film lacks wit and intelligence. Harry and Marv are the only Christmas criminals we care about. I haven't seen this movie. I probably won't see this movie. So, I can go with that one. Surviving Christmas. Rotten Tomato score 7%. Oh, man. This is number 4. Despite its stellar cast, which includes the late James Gandolfini. Really, can we just spell things right? Christina Applegate, Catherine O'Hara, and Ben Affleck. Saving Christmas is a creepy tale of confusion. Affleck plays a wealthy business exec who, after feeling nostalgic for his childhood home, returns there during the holidays and finds a new family living there. Instead of being normal and going on a ski vacation or something, Affleck's Drew offers the couple a large sum of money to pretend they are his parents. Yes, we are not joking. This is the actual plot of the film. Yikes. The movie is so absurd and cringeworthy that you'll deserve extra gifts this holiday season if you are able to survive the entire thing. Deck the Halls. Haven't seen this one. 6% rating. The concept for Deck the Halls seems simple enough, after all. It's a theme that we've seen in Christmas films time and time again. Matthew Broderick plays Steve, a dull suburban dad determined to have the best Christmas decorations on the block. His plans are thwarted when his new neighbor, Danny, played by Danny DeVito, tries to outdo his epic Christmas display. The issue with Deck the Halls is that it has no substance. The film isn't very funny. It leaves its talented actors with nothing to do but make their audience miserable. Literally, watch anything else instead. Okay, so should I go back and watch Surviving Christmas? I guess you kind of just contradicted yourself. Christmas with the Cranks. Now, people like this movie, but maybe they don't because the Rotten Tomatoes score is 5%. Not everyone feels like getting into the Christmas spirit, and that's okay. Unfortunately, it's a lesson that Luther and Nora had to learn the hard way in Christmas with the Cranks. The dreaded holiday film follows the Cranks, who are forced to give up their dreams of a low-key Christmas when their Christmas-loving neighbors bully them into participating. How? Exactly. I just can't picture any of my neighbors, the drums, the trimmers. I can't imagine them coming over here with a snow shovel. You will celebrate Christmas. I'm like, okay, yeah, have a good day. They wouldn't have to tell me anyway. I mean, they know I pretty much do, but whatever. Though Tim Allen and Curtis are both comedic, they were forced to resort to grotesque and sexist jokes that were shockingly unfunny. It's a rather unpleasant time. Yeah, that's the world we live in now. The number one worst Christmas movie of all time. 0 on Rotten Tomatoes. The Nutcracker in 3D. I haven't seen this. We all love and adore the story of the Nutcracker. A young girl is having a terrible Christmas until she is magically led into the whimsical and wonderful world of the Nutcracker. Therefore, it seems like a great idea when back in 2010, Hollywood called up stars Elle Fanning and Nathan Lane to bring the story to life once more, this time in 3D. Unfortunately, the end result to the Nutcracker 3D was a crazy mess. Instead of an enjoyable time for children, the film ended up being convoluted and tedious. Late filmmaker Roger Ebert was even forced to ask, from what dark night of the soul emerged the wretched idea for the Nutcracker in 3D? Sometimes classic tales don't need a lot of drama and theatrics thrown in them. Apparently, with the reviews around Disney's The Nutcracker and The Four Realms, Hollywood has not learned its lesson. Okay, so I haven't seen number one, but there are two movies that tie the number one spot for worst Christmas movies of all time, and they are either Santa Claus, it's like a late 60s movie, or Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. Yeah. I mean, just by the title alone, you know. But you can look for Mystery Science Theater 3000 Santa Claus, and you can find the movie over on YouTube. It's free to watch. That's the top 15. You'll have to excuse me. I need a shower.
The young may develop from marauding habits of the underworld. Today, Americans of every age are in need of an essential part of community life.
The Vince Wild Show.